Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull, 8:33 here on the Morning Roundup. And joining me here on the line this morning, I have Mindy Humpel joining me. Mindy, thanks a lot for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely. So, Mindy, here part of the New Hampton Trap Shooting, got a fundraiser I see going on here in the coming weeks. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we do. Thank you. So as a trap mom of three shooters, my husband is a volunteer coach. We are all in on New Hampton trap shooting, kind of eat, sleep, and breathe that this time of year. I had the opportunity this morning to visit with one of our founding volunteer coaches from almost 20 years ago, and he was commenting this morning that when New Hampton went to our first state trap meet, we took nine shooters. In a couple of weeks, we're going to head down to the state trap meet with 47 New Hampton trap shooters. So to
excellent.
Say we've seen some growth in our program is a bit of an understatement.
That, you know what? Congratulations on that. That is a wonderful achievement.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty excited about it. This year, we had a couple other new additions. We started an intermediate trap shooting program in New Hampton. So for those unfamiliar, that's the addition of 7th and 8th grade shooters. Historically, we had just been a high school program. So we added 7th and 8th grade shooters this year, which brought an additional 14 shooters to our program. And then what we call our senior shooters, which is our high school shooters, had the opportunity this year to add the shooting discipline of handicap as well. So we've got 14 of our senior shooters taking advantage of that opportunity as well.
And of course, leading up to this point now, that in a couple of weeks we have a fundraiser. So why the fundraiser?
Yeah. So the shooting sports have grown in popularity pretty drastically. And obviously our program has seen some tremendous growth in participation. But along with the increase in popularity, we're also experiencing a pretty significant increase in costs associated with the program. Shells, clays, and fuel costs have risen pretty drastically. When we look at 2022 New Hampton trap shooting stats, our team shot at over 80,000 clays during the regular season and traveled over 900 miles in competition. So obviously some pretty significant expenses associated with that. We've really valued the support of our community with our Rata knife fundraiser and our pizza and trap trailer sponsorship over the years. But as costs continued to grow, it became pretty obvious that we needed to do more from a fundraising perspective. The initial program cost for our senior shooters this year, just looking at shells, clays, and membership fees, is close to $1,300. The initial program cost for our intermediates who shoot just a little bit less in competition was close to $1,000. And keep in mind, those costs don't include the cost for our shooters when it comes to firearms and safety gear required to shoot. So a committee was formed last year, and we held our very first New Hampton trap shooting banquet that was sponsored by our partners with the Chickasaw Pioneer Pheasants Forever. We were overwhelmed with the support from countless sponsors as well as generous attendees to the banquet, and now we're gearing up for our second annual New Hampton trap shooting banquet and sponsorship with the amazing crew at Chickasaw Pheasants Forever.
Yes, and of course, you know, with I know Nick Knoll is a very proud member there of Pheasants Forever, and I'm glad to be in good company with him and you as well, of course, with the banquet fundraiser that's coming up here in the coming weeks. Mindy Humpel joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Let's kind of go into some of the details, what's going to be happening on Friday, June 2nd.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned Nick and gave him a shout out. You're right. He is a proud member of the Pheasants Forever. He's also, he and Leslie have been longtime trap shooting program supporters, and we have twisted his arm once again into helping MC an auctioneer for our event that will take place on June 2nd out at the New Hampton Golf and Country Club. The doors will open at 5 o'clock and a crown pork meal will be served about 6:30. The night includes games, raffles, silent and live auction. And then we're also looking forward to recognizing our nine senior shooters. Tickets are available for purchase at $25 a piece. They are available at Office World on Main Street in New Hampton, and sponsorship packages are still available.
Absolutely. And of course, you mentioned raffles, games, silent auction, live auction. Will there be a list of what auction items we'll be able to bid on?
Yeah, great question. So I would encourage folks that are participating in the event or have an interest in joining us to check out the New Hampton Trap Shooting page on Facebook. In the coming days, we will be featuring a number of our live and silent auction items, as well as a robust list of very impressive firearms that will be available for win over the course of our banquet as well.
Very good. Once again, Mindy Humpel joining us here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bill. And of course, our conversation will be posted along with the event posting at 95.1thebull.com. But for further information, general questions, Mindy, how can we reach you guys?
Yep. You can pop into Office World and visit with Kirsten, or my information will also be available online to reach out to. And we just want to say again that, you know, I know it sounds trite, but I can't think of an experience or an opportunity that it applies anymore to without the sponsorship and the support of our program.
Absolutely.
This was an opportunity that many of our shooters would not be able to realize. And so we have just such a sincere and genuine appreciation for the support of our program from our community and our local businesses.
Let's come together as one here as a community here and support you guys with New Hampton Trap Shooting Fundraiser. Again, check out 95.1thebull.com for the information on that and our community conversation as well. Mindy, thanks a lot for joining us here today here on the Morning Roundup. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
8:39 here on the Morning Roundup. Country music news on the way. 95.1 The Bull.